Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. On today's program, we will feature the Dole Nutrition Institute, the division of the Dole Food Company, which is dedicated to help feed the world with knowledge about the health and longevity benefits of a plant-based diet. We will talk with our special guest, Jennifer Grossman, Senior Vice President of the Dole Nutrition Institute. But before we get into today's exciting topic, let's hear the latest research and news affecting our health and longevity today.
Dr. Westerdahl presents the Health and Longevity News and Research Update, bringing you the most pertinent and important information about your health and longevity.
Today we are featuring the Dole Nutrition Institute, and our Health and Longevity News and Research Update information is provided by the Dole Nutrition Institute. Now, the Dole Food Company is known for pineapple, and our first study report involves pineapple. Responsible for some 40% of minor sports injuries, tendonitis afflicts fingers, wrists, shoulders, elbows, basically any joint subject to recreational overuse. Both weekend warriors and more serious athletes can avoid getting sidelined for too long by paying special attention to their diet, in addition to rest, ice, compression, and elevation, also known as RICE or RICE. In particular, promising new basic research suggests that bromelain, the enzyme found in pineapple, may get you back into the game. A recent study in phytotherapy research found that bromelain-fed rats developed 27% more tendon cells, indicating a better healing response compared to a control group. Why might this be? Bromelain may help calm inflammation, support collagen production, and act as a cleanup agent digesting dead cells to help injuries re-knit more smoothly. Indeed, one study from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons found that bromelain was one ingredient in a cocktail of compounds that helped speed healing by 17%. Opt for fresh or frozen pineapple as your bromelain source. Dole Nutrition Research showed it has much, if not more, of the enzyme compared to supplements. Well, here's an article that asks the question, could mango minimize weight gain? Well, scientists at the North Carolina Research Campus, home of the Dole Nutrition Research Lab, found that mango worked magic in a mouse study, dramatically blocking many effects of a high-fat diet. Researchers fed mice high-fat chow with or without mango mixed in for 2 months. Though overall caloric intake was the same, the mango-fed mice ended up gaining 84% less fat than those on the straight high-fat diet. In fact, the mango mice gained just 5% more weight than the control group on a normal diet. The tropical fruit also helped restrain cholesterol levels, which ended up 20% lower among mango mice. According to study co-author Penny Perkins VZ, PhD, the mango mice were basically protected from gaining fat weight, even while on a high-fat diet. Now, why might this be? The credit may go partly to mango phytochemicals, speculated to help enhance fat burning. Also, per cup, mangoes contain 80% of daily vitamin C, higher levels of which were found to boost the body's ability to metabolize fat. Of course, weight management is but one reason to munch on mangoes. Also, when it comes to prostate health, mango-fed mice had a 75% reduction in prostate enlargement in one Indian study. We'll be back after this short message.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
Welcome back to Health and Longevity. Do you have questions about nutrition, health, or longevity? This is your chance to have them answered. On each program, Dr. Westerdahl will choose a key question from our listening audience and respond to it on the air. Due to the high volume of emails, Dr. Westerdahl cannot personally answer each question on our broadcast. If you would like to submit a question, please go to our website, healthandlongevityradio.com. Once there, you will see a button to submit your questions. And now, the question of the day.
Our question for today is that I understand that red meat and animal protein can promote inflammation. What about soy protein? Well, actually, soy protein reduces inflammation. A recent study in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics shows that soy products have a marked anti-inflammatory effect. Researchers examined the diets and measures of inflammation in 1,005 middle-aged Chinese women who were part of the Shanghai Women's Health Study. The more soy products a woman consumed, the less inflammation they experienced. Inflammation is linked to cancer, type 2 diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. Possible mechanisms proposed for the reduced inflammation include the protective effects of phytoestrogens or of omega-3 fatty acid found in soy products.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Our special guest today on Health and Longevity is Jennifer Grossman. Jennifer Grossman is Senior Vice President of the Dole Nutrition Institute, and at Dole, Jennifer promotes the health benefits of fruits and vegetables, and she channels nutrition information to the public through the award-winning Dole Nutrition News, which, by the way, is an electronic newsletter that reaches over 2.5 million subscribers, as well as gets information out through brochures, videos, cookbooks, and through the www.dole.com website. Well, thank you, Jennifer, for being with us today on Health and Longevity.
It's my pleasure, and thank you, John, for all the wonderful work that you have done to educate people about the health benefits of a whole food, plant-based diet over the years.
Well, thank you, and I admire the work that you guys are doing there at the Dole Nutrition Institute. But for our listeners that may not be aware of DNI or the Dole Nutrition Institute, tell us a little bit about the Dole Nutrition Institute and how it got started.
Well, it's an interesting story. The chairman of Dole, David Murdoch, is a 87-year-old fish vegetarian who is very passionate about the health benefits of a plant-based diet, lost his beloved wife to ovarian cancer decades ago, and is convinced that their unhealthy diet habits contributed to her disease. So he's been a crusader for healthy diet, and he decided that he wanted to use the platform of Dole to try and educate the world about eating healthier, and that's when he asked me 10 years ago to come out to California and to start this institute.
Well, I've been a great admirer of David Murdoch and the work he's been doing with Dole and promoting a plant-based diet. And in fact, I've written praises about him in the Forbes magazine website before and also in the Costco magazine. And it's exciting to see some of the things going on. And you said you've been there 10 years. Tell us about some of the great achievements, really, you've made there in the past 10 years at the Dole Nutrition Institute.
Well, I think one of the greatest achievements is, in a way, it's a little bit intangible. 10 years ago, you heard Dole Food Company, you naturally thought, oh, the pineapple people. And I think that's still true to an extent. But now I think that people are more aware, not just of the wide breadth of the fruits and vegetables that Dole grows as the world's largest provider of fruits and vegetables, but also of the research that we've done, of our educational efforts, that they know that Dole is not just trying to sell them a product, but we actually care about people's health. And I think that's changed the relationship that we have with the public. I know our sales guys go out to the retailers, our customers, the grocery stores, and they're like, oh, yep, it's the nutrition folks. And people that comment on our social media. I think they give Dole a little credit for trying to move the ball. You know, Michelle Obama made a really good point with the Let's Move initiative when she said it's not enough to limit the marketing of unhealthy foods. We need to increase the marketing of healthy foods. And, you know, that we take that responsibility really seriously. And I think that it says a lot about a company that it would put resources, particularly in a cutthroat commodity fruit and vegetable business, towards all of these educational materials. So I think it's enhanced and strengthened our relationship with the consumer. They know that we're Dole and that we really place the health and happiness of our consumers first and foremost.
Well, you're getting some really great nutrition information out to the public, and I know beyond just the nutrition education programs that you're doing, over there in North Carolina, you're doing actually some exciting nutrition research over there at your research center. Tell us a little bit about that.
Nick Gillett, who was with the Nutrition Institute for many years, Mr. Murdoch, sent him out to North Carolina to start up our Dole research lab out there, and he works in conjunction with the 8 different universities that have partnered with us at the North Carolina Research Campus to study not just every single compound that are in fruits and vegetables. I mean, for example, you think bananas, you think vitamin C, you think potassium, you think fiber, but Nick is really mapping out what every single compound that there is in bananas, you know, some of which we don't even know what they do. But I think science is showing that we, you know that certain foods are good for us. We tend to attribute them to particular nutrients, but we may not know the whole story, you know, and science is continuing to unravel just what are the wonderful compounds that these wonderful fruits and vegetables have and how they work. So he's looking at the different fruits and vegetables, as I said, mapping out exactly what's in them, and also partnering with, for example, Dr. David Neiman at Appalachian State. They recently did a study on bananas versus sports drinks to just see, you know, a lot of athletes use these sports drinks and how do bananas perform when measured against them. And he found, and if you go to dole.com/newsletter, it's a banner article on newsletter, that not only did they provide the same kind of energy bang and sustained energy bang, but they did so with a much bigger nutrition boost. And obviously they're a lot cheaper, they're a lot more affordable, they're a whole food, you don't have to worry about what else you may be getting, and it's a different kind of natural sugar. And also found that bananas compared to sports drinks raise the antioxidant level in athletes' blood. So this, in turn, we believe helps with recovery in terms of the metabolic damage that happens when you exercise, or certainly exercise vigorously, that the fruits and vegetables have the ability to help to neutralize that and speed recovery.
Well, that's great, the research you're doing on plant foods and their effect on our health and wellness. Now, let's talk about the Dole Nutrition News, your e-newsletter, and I have to encourage people, they should all subscribe to this and get this in their email box regularly because it's filled with wonderful information. And by the way, I put a link to that your website through our healthandlongevityradio.com website. But tell us about the newsletter and all the information you provide and how people can get that regularly sent to them.
Well, it's an interesting juncture to talk about that because we started the newsletter about 9 years ago, and it started out as an email that people would get, and they would just have the information there. But, of course, in the past, not just 9 years, even in the past 2 years, the way people are consuming information is radically changing. It's, of course, changed over the years, ever since the telegraph and the fax and the phone.
Right.
So we want to make sure that we're reaching that younger audience. And so we did a rethinking of the newsletter, and we created a site, which currently is at dole.com/newsletter. We also are leveraging our content across all social platforms. so that we can attract. It's not just that we are distributing. It's not just that we have subscribers. It's that we have visitors, that we have people that are engaged, that are commenting, that are sharing, that it's no longer a one-way communication, but that we are inviting not just bloggers, and we do have a platform for bloggers. So honestly, I want to invite you, John, and I want to invite anyone else in your audience who has a blog, who has a message they'd like to get out. They can be a part of our blogger interface, which is going to be relaunched. But really have it be shared, have it be more visual. We still provide content that I write, that I work on with our scientists, but we're also curating content, that we're taking the best of health content that we're seeing out on the web, and we're incorporating that as well, so that it's not a static site. Any day that you go to it, you're going to get a new mix of content, and you can, you know, share it with your friends more easily.
A couple of years ago, you sent me a gift book, the Dole Nutrition Handbook, which I'm holding in my hands right now. It's a wonderful book. I've used it as a reference guide for a lot of my work. Tell us a little bit about that book and some of the other publications that the Dole Nutrition Institute's coming out with.
The Dole Nutrition Handbook is something we came out with a few years ago. We really wanted it to be a reference book, very encyclopedic, coming on the Dole Encyclopedia of Foods, which was put out about 13 years ago in collaboration with the Mayo Clinic and UCLA. So this has information about all the different fruits and vegetables, all the different nutrients, and compounds, and antioxidants, and what they do for you. And then we have separate chapters that are each dedicated to a different health topic, and which are sort of bannered by interviews, short interviews with the different experts from the North Carolina Research Campus, from Duke and from UNC and from Appalachian State and North Carolina State and Chapel Hill, so that we're able to go in more detail. There's also a wonderful section on recipes. Mr. Murdoch has always had the holy grail of what do you eat to get 100% of the nutrients that you need. And so we were able to work back from that and create recipes that if you followed that, you would be meeting all of your nutrition needs. So we're excited about that, but, you know, Mr. Murdoch took it on Oprah, and she challenged him. She said, okay, well, this is great, but, you know, how do I share this with my friends, and how do I take this to the grocery store? So recently we came up with, Mr. Murdoch wanted a pocket-sized book, The Healthiest Foods on Earth. That's a little flip book. It has information on not just fruits and vegetables, because, again, we're trying to feed the world with knowledge. We're not just trying to sell Dole products. So there's information on grains. There's information on fish. There's information on nuts. And that is probably our most popular item. So that's a lot of fun, and that's available on shop.dole.com.
Great. And we can go to that website. And also, we'll make it available also on our website here at healthandlongevityradio.com, too.
Fantastic.
Now, you're out there speaking, you're getting information out in different venues, and I know you recently were speaking at a panel at the Atlantic Food Summit in Washington, D.C. about childhood obesity, which is a major problem, as we all know today. What are the biggest myths that you see about obesity out there?
Well, I think that there is a tendency or a temptation to look at this from a very socioeconomic lens. And obviously, socioeconomics plays a role. But I think that a lot of the conventional wisdom that we've had about fruits and vegetables is not necessarily so. For example, a lot of people in Washington, I remember, went to the White House and had a conversation with someone there who said, oh, well, you know, fruits and vegetables are too expensive, and that's what's making people fat. That's why people are buying junk food. It's the high cost of fruits and vegetables, and the price of fruits and vegetables keeps going up and up and up. And I just knew in my bones that this is not, from everything I know about being in this business for 10 years, it just didn't seem to ring true. Mm-hmm. So we took a look at really the government's own data and found that, yeah, the cost is going up because inflation is going up. But if you were able to actually look at costs controlled for inflation, that our system, our food provision, has delivered fruits and vegetables at a steadily declining cost, again, adjusted for inflation. It sure doesn't feel that way when you're going to the grocery store. So that was, I thought, interesting. The USDA recently came out with a study Well, it came out with a report. It was leveraging a lot of the information that Adam Drewnowski up in Seattle has been putting out, which challenged this idea that eating healthy is expensive and that fruits and vegetables are more expensive. We know that's not true. I mean, it depends how you take a look at it. If you look at it at cost per calorie, sure, there's a lot of really cheap processed junk food that you can get for pennies, but that's not really how people shop. And that's not really, you know, if you're just talking about, I want to eat healthy, and how much is it going to cost? If you look at the cost per nutrient, fruits and vegetables are, in fact, the much better deal. And I said, as I said before, there's more complex forces at play, including education and including how people are raised to eat culturally and including food addictions. And we did a study, well, an article in the newsletter, in which we looked at a study which had been done simulating a grocery store environment in which the prices were manipulated. And when, so they could raise the cost of fruits and vegetables, lower the cost of fruits and vegetables. So when the context lowered the cost of fruits and vegetables, you'd think people would buy more fruits and vegetables.
Right.
They bought more junk food. They bought the fruits and vegetables. They bought a little bit more fruits and vegetables, but they took the money they saved and they bought junk food. So the reason I guess I kind of push back on some of these myths or conventional wisdom, it's about food deserts. Again, that's also been challenged and disproved, is that that's what we focus on and that's what tends to drive the debate. And I think it can be a distraction. I think there's a really wonderful opportunity to create a new coalition that is not just... you know, we're not drawing battle lines on some of these issues. We've gotten together in the past as a nation to make a big change when it comes to other health behaviors that were really hurting us as people and financially and economically, like smoking. And I think we can do the same with regards to obesity.
Yes. Now, the years that you've been at Dole, I know there's a lot of things that you've done to change in your own diet and lifestyle just from being there. What are some of the things you've done in your personal life?
Well, when I first got to Dole, I went totally vegan. And,
great.
Yeah, and I really was getting most of my protein from soy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I think it was kind of a step in the right direction, but for me it was maybe an overstep in the right direction. And I have consistently had issues with iron. So I moderated that. I certainly have the majority of my food is fruits and vegetables first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, absolutely when I report on something about, let's say, whether it's research on blood oranges and even if it's a basic study which found that it inhibited fat gain, I will try incorporating more blood oranges, the study that came out on chia. I'm now incorporating more chia, not just, you know, into my smoothies, but into my baked goods and
sure. Sprinkled
on salads. And that's also really it's a good source of protein and good source of fiber.
It is.
So, you know, I don't think that any of these articles that we put out at the Dole Nutrition Institute or any of these studies are saying that this particular food is the magic bullet. But if it's a little bit of a, you know, poke in the ribs and an incentive to try some of these different plant-based foods, I think that's great.
Jennifer, tell us about how Dole is walking the walk of nutrition with its employees at the company.
Well, when I first came to Dole, I was not here for a couple months. Mr. Murnock came into my office and he said, "What is this? What are we serving in our cafeteria? I thought you're the nutrition person." I didn't know that was part of my job description, but I dived in and I was actually thrilled. It was a wonderful opportunity to create sort of a pilot program in which we were able to radically make over our dining facility here at Dole headquarters in Westlake Village. Take out all of the sugar sodas, provide more meatless options, provide more fish on a daily basis, provide a low-cost salad bar. And we saw some differences in terms of people losing weight, people's cholesterol improving, people's costs of healthcare improving. So, and I think on a level beyond that we were able to show ourselves and certainly everyone who comes to visit us here at headquarters that, you know, eating healthy is not about deprivation. It's not about, you know, just subsisting on wheatgrass and silken tofu. I mean, it's a celebration. Everything that we have here at the cafeteria and certainly at dole.com/newsletter in our recipe section, the celebration of food. And it's not an either-or. You don't either have to kind of be indulgent and sacrifice your health or take care of your health and deprive your taste buds. We really believe that eating healthy is not just the best thing to do for your body, but it really can be a delicious adventure.
That's right. Tell us about some of the things you're looking at as we're closing our interview today, about some of the things that Dole Nutrition Institute is looking towards the future and doing.
Well, I was talking before about some of these myths or the conventional wisdom, fruits and vegetables are too expensive and eating healthy is too expensive. And certainly Mr. Murdoch goes out there and he preaches the benefits of a plant-based diet. And sometimes people will say, well, but yeah, you can eat that way, but it's not easy for me, or that this is too challenging economically. So we're coming out with a budget cookbook in October that I'm really excited about. And I fought for, on the cover, it says, because you can't afford to eat unhealthy. People that are really living on a budget and trying to stretch their income, fruits and vegetables are the best buy, and that we talk about not just recipes, but we talk about the thrifty 13. And those are the fruits and vegetables that are cheapest, not just by weight, and, you know, bananas and watermelon are like two of the cheapest that are by weight, but some which are still really inexpensive, but that are working so hard in terms of their nutrient contributions that they deserve to be on that list. So we're excited about that. We just came out with a wonderful kids cookbook, which is one of our most best-selling items, our garden kit, which I use at home. You can buy our garden kit at shopdole.com, and it's a wonderful tool for families, especially. But, you know, it's not an either or. It's not like I shop at the grocery store or I grow my own food. You know, we do both. And growing your own food, growing some of these vegetables, is also a wonderful way to teach children about where their food comes from and help to form that relationship with healthy foods early on that will, we hope, mold their eating habits later on in life.
Well, thank you, Jennifer, for being with us today, and I want to congratulate you on the great work that you're doing at the Dole Nutrition Institute, and I encourage you to keep up the great work with all that you're doing and all the people at Dole is doing to help people to a healthier way of living.
Thank you, John.
To learn more about the books written by our guests and books written or recommended by Dr. Westerdahl in this program, please visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. There you can learn how to obtain your copy of these valuable and informative books. Search each page for yourself and see how you can live a happier, healthier, and longer life. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com.
That's it for this week's program. Until next time, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.